Well, guys, let's talk about this shortage and just overall, how is this contrast shortage affecting Baxter Regional Medical Center?
So, Brad, right now, Baxter Regional Medical Center does have a supply of contrast. We are not completely out. However, we do have issues ordering it right now, and we are still actively trying to order all that we can from our secondary providers, since our main wholesaler is having issues supplying our orders. So what we're doing is we're trying to make sure that we do have enough going forward until we're able to get a steady supply again. So that's, right now, we're definitely not out, but we want to conserve what we have so that we have enough to meet the needs of the community.
How long has this shortage been going on?
So it's actually really hit us last week. However, the company that in question is GE, their healthcare production facility for contrast in Shanghai experienced a shutdown in China roughly a month ago. That plant is back up and running, but it's almost like a slowdown on the freeway. It's going to take a while to get production back up through the supply chains to reach us, but they do expect us to have relief. They said by the end of June it may flow into July for us.
Now, obviously, CT scans are impacted because of the lack of contrast or the shortage there. Are there other tests or other things being affected by this?
Yes. Currently, you know, our CTs, and then we use contrast when we do our heart catheterizations. We call them coronary angiograms. And so we currently are looking at each of those cases. If it's an elective coronary angiogram, we're talking with our cardiologist about the specific patient. And if they can be put off, we're putting those off. And if they can't, obviously, we're going ahead and doing those. But that's another big user of contrast.
Are there other tests that can be done in place of what we're missing now because of the shortage?
Yes, actually, if needed, some of the what we call a CAT scan angiogram or a CTA can be replaced with an MRI, and we are doing those when it's appropriate. And in some cases in our cath lab, we can use CO2 as a means of seeing those pictures versus contrast, and we're doing that when applicable.
Do we have any idea how many patients have been affected or how many tests have been canceled because of this?
You know, it's hard to tell because we have pain, we have surgery, we have the cath lab, we have ER, we have our outpatient radiology. We use contrast in so many areas. It's just day to day. And it's a communication between the radiologist and the ordering physician, and they decide together based on the patient's condition or what we're looking for in the imaging. So I do not have a total effective today because it's kind of all over the place. But each surgeon or cardiologist or ordering physician is being consulted before the exam is postponed.
Now, Ryan, you said we can expect hopefully late June, early July, things should be back to normal?
That is what we're hoping for. GE has, in their letter, has indicated to us that their production facility that was experienced the shutdown is back up and running currently. And they do say they expect a relief to be at the end of June 2022, but normally, like I said, with supply chain issues, sometimes we're downstream of that a little bit, so it could go into July for us.
Anything else about this we need to mention?
I just think it's important that we stress that, like Ryan said, we have contrast, but we certainly don't want to get in the position to where we run out completely and aren't able to perform those emergent radiology testing, and so that's why we are really doing our very best to conserve what we have until more comes in, so that we're not in that, we don't ever want to be in that position.
Exactly. All right, well, guys, hey, great information this morning. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Brad.